living, so you'll be a knowing where it's a going. He said this, if there's anything worse than a cirrhosis of the liver, it's cirrhosis of the giver. Being poor is a problem, but being rich isn't the answer. No one ever loved right until no one ever loved right and gave wrong. You never learn to live until you learn to give, and you never learn to give until you give yourself. And that's what Corinthians tells us. It's true, though. And the Bible says the Lord loveth a cheerful giver. He loves a cheerful giver. Tonight, trusting in God, not riches. Trusting in God, not riches, which goes along with our theme in the missions conference. And when someone is saved, a missionary leads somebody to the Lord in Africa or Mexico, I'm so looking forward to those missionaries coming. I really am. I'm honest with you. To hear some of the stories about people getting saved on the foreign field, just a little taste of what it'll be like in heaven. Amen. Missionaries and missionary giving really grows the soul of your people. It increases their faith. I mean, and that's it's probably one of the best things ever happened to my wife and I, is giving to missions. And it's just amazing to see God work. I think I was talking to Jerry back there tonight, how that, you know, the old-time way and the old-time churches, the old-timers, they really believed in prayer, amen? And when they saw these miracles of prayer, they rejoiced and got happy and gave God the glory all the time. And when you start giving, when it's by faith, it's not of yourselves, it's, you know, it's by faith. And so you'll have some of these testimonies too, and there's so many. And I like it when some of our people throughout the year see God provide for their missions giving and their tithing, and they tell the church, and the whole church rejoices when they see what God can do. He says, charge them. In verse 17 and also in verse 13, I give thee charge. What does charge mean? Put the burden on that people, and to lay on earnest request. You're charging. When I got ordained into the gospel ministry, Sam Davison, who was longtime president of Heartland and pastor of Southwest Baptist Church. He also pastored the church there in another part of Oklahoma where Wayne Hardy pastors now. But he charged me, and he was laying that burden on there. He says, if you ever get away from this King James Bible, I'm coming after you. And he was preaching so hard, Brother Jay, sweat was running out of both sleeves. That's the way Brother Sam does, you know. He's a hard preacher and a great preacher. But he came right down, like I was sitting where Seth was on the front row of that church. There was like 300 preachers there that night because they tied in a fellowship meeting with my ordination. He sat down right next to me, and he was charging me from the Word of God. And you know, Paul's charging his preacher boy Timothy here, and he's saying, you tell it, don't back down. You just tell these people this life is so short, and you'll lay up treasures in heaven if you do what I tell you to do here. And God, of course, is giving him the message, because all scripture is given by God, right? But he's charging them. He's putting out the burden to lay on earnest request. I can say this, and you know, I'm human. I make mistakes. I learned something today. You look up how many ribs. We were talking about the family today, and you mentioned about male and female. We said that same thing in Sunday school, only two genders. But you look it up and study, and man and woman have 24 ribs, and a hog has 15 to 16, depending on type of hog. And I told the story, David, that we had a nurse in our church, and I said, this was years ago, I said, well, I guess man has one less rib because God took a rib to make the woman, you know. And she came back, and she was mad as a hornet, you know, and she left the church, and she said, I'll have you to know that man does not have one less rib, you know, bless God. She was strutting. And I said, I'm sorry. I just thought that God took your rib, but he put it back. But I learned today, I apologize, that man, there are some men that have two more ribs, one or two more ribs than a woman. And I just said that this morning. It's a rarity, okay? It's a rarity. But so I tell you what, brothers and sisters, I have no idea how many ribs you have. I don't know. You studied out, they say you have 24, the woman and the man. But yeah, I learned today. Man had two extra ribs. He took doctor took the ribs out. I said, man, that sounds like it would hurt taking your ribs out. You know, but God's word is so good, and I appreciate it. Let's see here. Let's go back down here. Uncertain. Don't trust in uncertain riches. Hey, the word trust means to rely upon, to have faith in. A good definition of trust or faith is this: taking God at his word. Taking God at his word. Trust, rely upon. And so you can have faith in this book, amen? And you're still growing, you're still learning. Nobody ever stops growing in the Lord. So missions giving. Charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. Don't be proud. Don't be lifted up. Nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God. You can trust in him. You can count on him, right? God is faithful, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I'm sure the men tomorrow are going to be enjoying that beef rib or whatever, ribs. You may have some ribs tomorrow. Amen. Beef or pork or prime rib. I'm not sure what you're going to get into. Flat iron steak or sirloin steak, or just keep bringing it, you know, just keep. I was actually in Brazil. My wife and I, we won a trip to Rio, Brazil, Brother Jackson. And the missionary took us in a real Brazilian steakhouse in Brazil. And they kept putting that thing, that meat, they kept slicing it off, putting my plate. Oh, that looks good, yeah. And pretty soon my plate was piled up like a volcano. And the missionary is kind of snickering and laughing. He says, you got to wave them off, you know, if you don't want them to give you no more. I didn't know that. I couldn't eat that, all of that, but I don't know where I'm at there, but don't trust in uncertain riches. But God gives us all things to enjoy, and I'm thankful for our God who loves us and helps us. And verse 18, that they do good, and they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation, which goes right along, Brother Justin, with our theme. Look at that. Look at verse 19. Line up in store for themselves a good foundation against time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Every soul that gets saved as a result of your giving is going to last. It's not going to burn up. That foundation it talks about in 1 Corinthians 3, gold, silver, precious stones. And that's our part. Now, the real foundation is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, right? But if you give wood, hay, and stubble, or things that really don't matter in your life, it's going to burn up when we stand before the Lord. It will be manifest. It will be made known, shown forth. And so you know, your giving is not in vain in the Lord. Go to Matthew 6. Man, everything's falling out here. Oh, good night. This Bible's got, it's a little windy with this big Bible. Matthew 6, please. Verse 19 through 21. How many of you got a good nap? Say amen. How many of you did not get a good nap? Say amen. Matthew 6, are you there? Okay, look with me in 19, verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves what? Treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in
heaven,
where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, yeah, your heart will be also. Some people's heart is right here, right in their wallet, right?
Yeah.
That's their heart. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. But when you give yourself to the Lord and you realize that everything you have comes from the Lord, amen, it's His. Every good gift comes. Well, I work hard for my money. Sir, it's not your money. And you couldn't even work unless God gave you the grace and the strength and the wisdom to work. Which verse are we on? 22. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, now great is that darkness. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and which is money. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians 8. I feel the air conditioner. Feels good. 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. You guys, most of you know these are mission passages dealing with the Macedonian example of giving. God loves a cheerful giver. And I am going to take the time tonight. You just follow along. And I want to read these to you. Moreover, brethren, chapter 8. We do you to wit. Talking about have knowledge, wit, of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in the great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and the deep poverty abounded under the riches of their liberality. They were givers, right, church? They were givers. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. How do you give beyond your power? It takes faith. It takes grace. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering of to the saints. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord and unto us by the will of God, insomuch that we desired Titus that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge and in all diligence and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. He's talking about giving. I speak not by commandment, by occasion of the forwardness of others, and to prove the sincerity of your love. And that's what a missions conference is. Prove it. A lot of times parents will take children to the fair, and they'll spend $100 on the children. They'll give that child, when they go into the fair, a $50 bill. You just go have a good time, Johnny. And then they'll come to church and give that boy a dollar. That's misplaced values there, right? What you're saying is God's way and God's giving and his tithe and missions are less important than the fair. prove the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, and ye through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice, for this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to forward, a year ago. Now therefore perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance also out of that which ye have. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that man that a man hath, and not act according to that he hath not. For I mean not that other men be eased and ye burdened. It's not just a few people's responsibility to send the gospel around the world, promote missions. It's all of us, folks. But by an equality, that now at this time your abundance may be a supply for their want, that their abundance also may be a supply for your want, that there may be equality. As it is written, he that had gathered much had nothing over, and he that had gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, which put the same earnest care into the heart of Titus for you. For indeed he accepted the exhortation, but being more forward of his own accord, he went unto you. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches, and not that only, but who was also chosen of the churches to travel with us, with this grace which is administered by us to the glory of the same Lord, and declaration of your ready mind, avoiding this, that no man should blame us in this abundance which is administered by us, providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have oftentimes proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent upon the great confidence which I have in you. Whether any do inquire of Titus, he is my partner, fellow helper concerning you, or our brethren be inquired of, they are the messengers of the churches and the glory of Christ. Wherefore, show ye to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Chapter 9, for as touching the ministering of to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you, for I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this behalf, that as I said, ye may be ready. Friends, I want to be ready when these missionaries come. Hey, listen, I want to be an encouragement to them. Amen. I want to give them a great love offering. I want to let them know we're praying for them. We're holding the ropes for them. Amen. Lest happily, if they of Macedonia, verse 4, come with me and find you unprepared, we say not ye should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore, I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren, that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had notice before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty, and not as of covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. I'm telling you right now, when you give to God, you honor God in missions, he'll give it back to you. He'll bless you for it. You won't go without. It's amazing how he works. He works in different ways. He can increase your income. He can give you miraculous gifts. He can decrease your expenditures. God can do it. And so you will not go without. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. Verse 9, as it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministers seed to the sower both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. That's how God does it. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causes through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of the service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God, whilst by the experiment of this ministration they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ and for your liberal distribution. You see that liberal distribution unto them and unto all men, and by their prayer for you, which long after you, for the exceeding grace of God in you, thanks be to unto God for his unspeakable gift. I'm glad I'm saved. How about you? Are you still breathing? Go to 2 Corinthians. I'm sorry, not 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 3. This is in our booklet, our theme for the year. Trying to help you tonight understand a little more about missions. 1 Corinthians 3. Let's pick it up here in verse 6. I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. He repeats it. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one. Every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers, what?
Together.
With God. Boy, that's a blessing, knowing that we're not in it alone. When I'm pulling, trying to increase missionary support and take on more missionaries, I'm not alone. We are laborers together with God. You're God's husbandry. You're his farm. You're his vineyard. You're God's building. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones. Most of you ladies like those kind of things. Some of you don't. They're going to stand the test of fire. They won't burn up. Or, as a Christian, I'm talking to Christians tonight, wood, hay, and stubble. What is it? Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so by as by fire. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Quickly, let's go to Acts chapter 20, quickly. Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. I have showed you all things how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20, 35. And go to Luke. Matthew, Mark, Luke 6. Oh, there it went. There it went. That's okay. Luke 6. Look what would be in verse 38. Luke 6, 38. I was in Florida preaching over in Fort Pierce, Florida. Brother Larry, that's before I just got out of Bible college, I think. And near the ocean, if you've been to Fort Pierce, Florida, and they had windows in the church, and it was hot and humid. And they had a fan pointing at the pulpit, and the air, ocean air would come through there. Beautiful church. Paul Tipton started that church. And if you had notes, you might as well just, you put your notes, and you know, they just wouldn't stay on there. Now, I kind of like that bigger pulpit because I had a ledge around there on my other pulpit, and it'd keep all that stuff in track. Okay, where am I? Verse 38. Let's read it out loud together. Ready? Give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. You can close your Bibles. Got the landing gear down, Brother Larry. Come on up. Pianist and singer have the invitation. I would ask many of you, if you've not prayed, I'm going to just ask you to come. You don't have to kneel, just stand and say, Lord, what would you have me to do for this coming year? Give me a peace.